Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena. A little bit late getting started here this evening. The game just prior to this one, William Jewell and Lincoln went a little bit long with William Jewell getting an 86-70 win over Lincoln. But the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team set for their home debut, and the home debut of Michael Smith, the first-year head coach for Northwest Missouri State. And the Bearcats going up against Truman State. Truman State, a very familiar team to Coach Smith. Of course, that is where he came from, coming after five seasons at Truman over to Northwest Missouri State to begin his tenure with the Bearcats here today. So Northwest Missouri State and Truman State will be the start of the season here for the Bearcats in the Winstead-Reeves Classic here at Northwest Missouri State on what is a very busy day for a very busy weekend, for that matter, for Northwest Missouri State Athletics this weekend. So as we look at starting lineups for the two teams, we'll start off for Truman State tonight, the visitor here to Bearcat Arena. Amy Briggs is a 5'6" senior. She is out of Lansing, Kansas, and a transfer into the program from Johnson County Community College. Allie Norton is a 5'6" junior from Bloomington, Illinois. Megan Walsh is a 6-foot freshman. She comes from Chicago. Casey Gassensmith is a 6-foot sophomore from Wheaton, Illinois. And also for Truman State tonight, Michalena Tomczyk is a 6'3" sophomore from Steamwood, Illinois. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith, Ariel Easton is a 5'6" junior out of South Bend, Indiana, a transfer in from State Fair Community College. Ashton Nelson, a 5'9" junior out of Omaha and Millard West High School. Monique Stevens, the 5'3" senior out of Victoria, Australia. And Timber Shekiger, a 5'10" sophomore from Manila, Iowa. Annie Matthews will round out the starting lineup for Northwest. Matthews, a 5'10" junior from Plattsmouth, Nebraska. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Truman State. It's the home debut for either the Bearcat or for the women's basketball team here tonight, as they will play tonight and tomorrow afternoon as part of the Winstead-Reeves Classic. Bearcats in the home white and green. It's the road purple and white for Truman State here at Bearcat Arena this evening. Annie Matthews steps into the center circle. She is across from Michaela Tomczyk to get this one started. And the tip will be controlled by Truman State as they work right to left in the first half. Norton with the quick layup off the glass. And they start off with the early 2-0 lead. Monique Stevens down court for Northwest. Wants to work it over to the left side. Does so to Nelson on the wing. Nelson out to Shekinger between the circles. On to the right side for Easton. Easton will work it right wing. Stevens on the drive to the baseline. Now through the paint. Gives it up for Matthews in the paint. Nice move. Shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. That'll tie it at 2. 30 seconds into it here at Bearcat Arena. Now over on the right side, Briggs will work it out onto the wing. Norton with the drive, drops it off to the left side. Gassensmith from just inside the arc, no good. Chase down a rebound at the free throw line. Now between the circles for Norton. Norton works it down to the low post. Tomczyk over to the left side. Gets it on the wing for Safarowicz. And now Safarowicz trying to drive with it. Draws a foul. This foul will go against Ashley Nelson, and it'll be the first foul of the ball game on either team. So an inbound on the baseline left. This one coming from Briggs. She'll work it out to the left wing for Allie Norton. Norton over to the right side. Briggs on the wing. Gets the screen. Tried to drive. Now backs up. Shoots a three. Right wing good for Amy Briggs. Briggs with the first three-pointer of the game. And it's a 5-2 lead. And now a steal on the inbound pass. Briggs with another three right side. Off the front of the rim. No good. Shekinger chases down the rebound in the corner. Gets it ahead to Ariel Easton, and Easton brings it up the floor for Northwest Missouri State. Works it out to Stevens, between the circles, left onto the wing. Left side for Shekinger, top of the key, Nelson. Back to Easton. She'll go to the right side of the floor with the dribble, on the wing there. Now works it out to Stevens near the sideline. Stevens down to the baseline, Double team, picks up the dribble, kicks it out to Matthews. Seven on the shot clock. Matthews, top of the key. Easton gets a screen on the drive. Up with the runner, off the glass. Got it to go, and Easton draws a foul. She'll head to the free throw line with a chance to tie the game with a three-point play. The foul call will go against Casey Gasson-Smith. That is the first against Truman State. And Easton again stepping to the line, and she will have one free throw attempt for Northwest. First free throw, or only free throw, I should say, on the way and good for Easton. So she converts the three-point play, and it's a 5-5 game, 18-20 to play in the first half. Truman State with the basketball. Safarowicz between the circles, started a drive, cut off, leaves it up for Norton. Norton on the drive, falls down in the paint, and now fighting Monique Stevens for the basketball. A held ball and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. 18-11 to play in the first half, a 5-5 game. Some pressure in the backcourt from Allie Norton. Stevens brings it up with Norton backpedaling in front of her. On to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Up with the shot on the block. Off the glass, won't go. But a foul call will send her to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. That's going to be the second on Casey Gasson-Smith. So Gasson-Smith, some of the size inside for Truman State. We'll have to come to the sideline as Allison Weiss gets set to check in, the sophomore out of Geneseo, Illinois. First of two free throws for Nelson is good, and the Bearcats have the lead, 6-5. So Weiss does come into the lineup, makes it a bit smaller lineup for Truman State. 2 minutes in here at Bearcat Arena. Second free throw from Nelson, also good, and that'll give the Cats a two-point lead. Briggs brings it up the floor on the left side. Now trying to work it over to the right. Safarowicz gets it on the wing. Weiss. Now a shot up. That's off the back of the rim. No good. And then the rebound knocked out of bounds by Michalina Tomczyk. And Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball. The inbound will come to Stevens. Stevens brings it up the floor. 7-5. Northwest Missouri State on top. 17:40 to play in the first half. Easton between the circles. She'll go on the drive down the right side of the lane into Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Try to go up with the shot. Draws a foul inside. This will go against Tomczyk. Tomczyk called for her first. Team's third. It is on the floor. So an inbound for Northwest on the baseline left. Inbound coming from Monique Stevens. Into the corner for Nelson. Nelson on the drive on the baseline. Up with the shot up the glass. But a foul on the floor before the shot, so they'll wave off the shot that did go. Foul is against Allison Weiss, and that is her first. Fourth team foul against Truman State, 17:33 to play in the first half. Stevens to inbound on a baseline left. Inbound now, a shot off the back of the rim. No good from Ashley Nelson. Safarowicz with the rebound for Truman State. Outlet goes on the right side for Briggs. Breaks between the circles. We'll leave it for Norton. Norton on the sideline. Couple of dribbles. Bounce pass down low. Gets it to Tomczyk. Now back out to Norton. Norton will bring it all the way out between the circles. Work it left side for Briggs. Briggs backs it out against Monique Stevens. 9 on the shot clock. Gets a screen. Tries to go out on the drive. Up with the runner. Knocked away. Safarowicz gets the shot off. No good. And then on the rebound. Nope, they're going to call it on the shot. Safarowicz draws the foul. This goes against Timber Schechinger. That'll be the first on Schechinger. Second team foul against Northwest. Bearcat men with a 69-59 lead late in the ball game against William Jewell in St. Joseph. This is the first free throw for Bianca Safarowicz goes. Her first point of the ball game, and she'll get a second free throw as well. Megan Walsh into the lineup for Truman State. And a second free throw from Safarowicz on the way. That one rattles out. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Had good position against Walsh. Now out to Easton. Easton starts a drive. Kicks it into the corner for Stevens. Right side of the floor. She'll bring it up to the wing. Looks inside. Matthews got it to her. Bump from behind. This one will go against Megan Walsh. That'll be the first on Walsh. Already the fifth team foul against Truman State in this first half. Now into the lineup for Northwest. Kenna Veldhuizen, 5'3 freshman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. Veldhuizen will inbound on the baseline right. Lobs it out to the right side for Nelson. She's on the wing. Dribbles toward the middle of the floor, now backs it out, hands it off to Belheisen. Belheisen onto the right side for Nelson. Lob down low. Matthews takes it on the block, goes through the lane, reverse layup. Good for Annie Matthews. Nice effort there by Matthews. She has 4 points, and it's a 9-6 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Norton on the right side, leaves it on the wing for Weiss. Skip across to the left wing. Schmelzer out top of the key for Safarowicz. She tries to drive in the hand check called against Timber Schechinger. That'll be the second on Schechinger. Third team foul against Northwest. Alexandria Blarock will check into the lineup for Northwest. Schechinger to the sideline. And the inbound coming from Allie Norton for Truman State, right next to the Northwest bench, out between the circles to Schmelzer. Schmelzer gets it over to the right side. Now to Safarowicz on the left, just inside the arc, tries to drive, loses a dribble, it goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. 16-16 to play in the first half, a 9-6 lead for Northwest Missouri State. And bringing it up the floor will be Veldheisen for the Bearcats. Over to the right side. Gets it on the wing to Nelson. Nelson looking into Matthews. Not there. Comes out top for Blarock. Now onto the left side, Veldheisen. Brings it top of the key. Spins. Goes left side. Easton tries to drive. Down to the baseline. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Ariel Easton. 5 for Easton in the first half. That's the lead for Northwest. Under 16 minutes to play in the half. Over on the right side, Norton. Norton gets it on the wing. Finds Weiss. Weiss looks inside, fakes a pass, tries to skip a pass. It's tipped, taken away. Easton on the steal, a one-on-two. Down the lane she goes, up with the shot. Good. No! It popped out for Easton. Looked like it was going to fall, and now the rebound to Truman State. Schmelzer comes out of there with it and moves it up the floor. Tries to dribble middle of the floor and draws the bump on Kenna Veldheisen. That'll be the first on Veldheisen with 15-27 to play in the first half. 11-6 the lead for Northwest. Into the lineup for the Cats, Shelby Mustaine, a 6'2 freshman out of Jefferson City and Jefferson City High School. We also see Merity Scott check in for the first time, the Maryville native, starting her senior season. Now to Safarowicz on the inbound on the backside, goes up with the shot off the glass, and it's good for Bianca Safarowicz. 3 points for her. It's a 3-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Easton on the right, out to the top of the key. Gets it to Blarock. Now on to the left, Stevens. Dribbles behind her back. Nice drive. Goes up. Shot, though, blocked away. Megan Walsh got a hand on it, and she gets the rebound. Outlet goes to Norton. Norton down the right side of the lane. She'll get a wide-open layup, and she knocks it in off the glass. And a timeout for Northwest. 15:03 to play in the first half. 11-10. The lead for Northwest Missouri State. Coach Smith not at all happy with what he saw the last couple of trips down the floor for Northwest. So the timeout taken, we'll take it with him. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
I got a Bearcat Arena, 15:03 to play in the first half, 11-10. The Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Truman State. Bearcat men with just over a minute and a half to play in St. Joseph lead William Jewell 70-61. Bearcat basketball, pass over to the left side. It is tipped by Allie Norton, but then goes off the hand of Ariel Easton out of bounds. So Truman State forces the turnover, and they will have the basketball. Norton across midcourt with the dribble, working it over to the right side. Goes on the drive, into the paint, double teamed, up with a shot, but an offensive foul on Norton. Wave off the shot, Good job there defensively on the double team by Northwest Missouri State. Norton called for her first. 16 foul against Truman State. Bearcat women will be back in action tomorrow afternoon right here at Bearcat Arena. They'll take on William Jewell in a 3:30 game. On to the left side, Easton with it down near the corner. Gets a screen from Mustaine. Up with a jumper from 8 off the back of the rim. Rebound from Safarowicz. Safarowicz gets the outlet to Norton. Still an 11-10 game. Northwest Missouri State on top. Over to the right side. Down near the corner. A drive started by Courtney Strait. Strait shot, no good. Rebound underneath for Nicole Glore. Glore can't get the shot to go. But a foul. And this one will go against Meredith Scott. That'll be the first on Scott. Fourth team foul against Northwest. Excuse me, that is the fifth team foul against Northwest. Ashley Nelson back in for Northwest Missouri State. And Norton inbounding on the baseline right for Truman State. Gets it into Glore, cutting to the basket. Wild shot, high off the glass, no good. Rebound for Stevens. She pushes it up the floor to the right side. Looking inside, gets a lob pass into Mustaine. Mustaine, kick out, top of the key, Blarock. Left side, Nelson, nice spin move. Shot knocked away and a hell ball call. Getting a hand on it to block it was Nicole Glore, and the possession arrow will give it to Truman State. 14:05 to play in the first half. It's an 11-10 game. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. Over to the right side, Norton gets a pass ahead to the top of the key for Walsh. Walsh back to Norton on the right. Norton on to the left this time. Over on the wing there is Strait. She goes on the drive. The runner in and out won't go. Trying to fight Mustaine for the rebound. Gets called for the foul. And that will be the first on Courtney Strait. And the seventh team foul. So a one-and-one opportunity here. Stepping to the line will be Shelby Mustaine. Annie Matthews getting set to check in for her. And Mustaine will step to the line for the first time here at Bearcat Arena. The freshman out of Jefferson City High School. 6'2". First or front end of the 1-1 is good for Mustaine. Her role on this team this year got more important with the preseason injury to Maggie Marnin for Northwest Missouri State. Marnin will be out for the year. And Mustaine is going to have to take on a much more important role on the inside for Northwest. She hits both free throws, has her first 2 points. Northwest up 13-10, and Matthews gets into the lineup in place of Mustaine. Truman State with the basketball. Allie Norton will bring it up the floor. Ashley Nelson sidestepping in front of her defensively. Now between the circles, right for Gattert. Sarah Gattert works it onto the right wing, Coop Glore. Glore guarded by Meredith Scott, and a hand check foul will be called here on Scott. That'll be the second on Meredith Scott. Sixth team foul against Northwest. And Ariel Easton checks back in for Northwest Missouri State. Scott will come to the sideline. Norton looking to inbound on the far sideline. Pass tipped into the backcourt by Monique Stevens, but it will be chased down by Courtney Strait for Truman. State out to the right. Norton with a long three-point attempt. Banks it in. It banked, spun around, popped out, and fell in for Allie Norton. Her first three-pointer, and that ties the game at 13. And now the other way. Ashley Nelson has it knocked away and out of bounds. Glore got a hand on it. So Northwest will inbound on their own baseline left side with 13-13 to play in the first half. Stevens looking to inbound. Gets it in the corner. Nelson, drive along the baseline. The runner off the glass won't go. Rebound tipped. Glore comes down with it out near the perimeter for Truman State. She'll push it ahead on the right side for Courtney Strait. Strait looks inside. Gets it into a posting Sarah Gattert. Turnaround jumper over Stevens. No good. Gattert comes down awkwardly. And then a foul call on the rebound. This will go against Northwest's Annie Matthews. That will be the first on Matthews. Seventh team foul. Looks like Gattert wants to stay, but Safarowicz checks in, and that will bring Gattert over to the sideline instead. Cole Glore will step to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Truman State. Bearcat men with under a minute to play with a 10-point lead over William Jewell, 73-63. Free throw by Glore off the back of the rim. The rebound knocked away from Matthews, but picked up by Easton. Northwest Missouri State from left to right. Easton on the wing. Out between the circles, Stevens. Onto the right wing, Nelson. Nelson gets it out between the circles for Blarock. Blarock now between the circles left for Stevens. Onto the wing, Easton. Underneath, nice pass to Nelson. She gets an open layup. Ashley Nelson with 4 points. That's her first field goal. And it's a two-point Bearcat lead. Truman State with it. Left side, Courtney Strait leaves it out top. Safarowicz dribbles down toward the baseline, up with a jumper, and got it to go. Bianca Safarowicz ties the game with 5 points now. It's a 15-15 game, 12-18 to play in the first quarter, or first half. Stevens across the timeline with it. Works it over to Blarock on the right wing. Blarock guarded by Safarowicz to the top of the key. Nelson. Nelson with one dribble gets it to Stevens on the wing. Into the corner for Easton. Easton tried to go to Blarock, cutting across. She was cut off as she came across by Walsh. She knocks it away. Norton on the fast break. Up with a shot. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Walsh. Up with the follow. No good. Safarowicz will come out of there with it to Norton. Top of the key. On the right side, Strait puts up a three from the wing. No good. And then on the rebound, a fight between Safarowicz and Nelson for the loose ball. And this one will go against Bianca Safarowicz. Truman State fans can't believe it. That will be the eighth foul against Truman State, so a one-and-one opportunity for Ashley Nelson. Denise McEnany checks in for her first action tonight for Northwest. Shelby Mustaine back into the lineup for the Cats. Easton and Matthews to the sideline for Northwest. And Nelson to the line, where she is 2 of 2 already in this first half. 11:42 to play in the half, and a 15-15 game. Free throw by Nelson is good, so she'll get another opportunity. 5 points in the ball game for the junior out of Omaha. Spins the basketball. The second free throw for Nelson on the way, and that one is good as well. 6 points for Ashley Nelson. Out across midcourt, Amy Briggs works it on to the left side. On the wing for Strait. Strait with a bounce pass down low. Turnaround shot by Walsh. Good off the glass from the left side. And Walsh draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line with an opportunity at a three-point play. Shelby Mustaine called for her first foul. And again, a chance at a three-point play for Megan Walsh. Gets her first points of the game with the bucket. And a chance to make it three and give Truman State the lead. Right now we're tied at 17. Free throw is up, and that is good by Walsh. So Walsh now with 3 points in the ball game, and back into the game in place of Walsh comes Michalina Tomczak. Tomczak playing inside. Back in as well, Lene Schmelzer for Truman State. Now McEnany to the left for Nelson. Nelson on the wing with it out to the top of the key, Blarock. Blarock works it right. McEnany out of the corner for Stevens. Looks inside. Nelson cutting across up with a shot. Got it to go and draws a foul. Ashley Nelson with a three-point play opportunity for Northwest Missouri State. The Truman foul will go against Nicole Glore. That will be her first. And Nelson steps to the line. 4-1. 8 points for Ashley Nelson. Chance to make it 9. Cats up by 1. 19-18. With 11:16 to play in the first half. Free throw by Nelson is good. So 9 first half points for Ashley Nelson. 5 of those coming at the free throw line. Amy Briggs pushes it up the floor for Truman State. Out between the circles left for Schmelzer. Into the corner, Safarowicz. Drive along the baseline. Double team. Cut off. Spins. Kicks it out to the perimeter for Tomczak. Now out top of the key. Briggs with the 3. Hit the back of the rim. Went high off the back of the rim. But fell. Amy Briggs with her second 3 of the ball game. That'll give Truman a one-point lead, 21-20. 10:49 to play in the first half. Over to the right, Stevens gets it out top of the key. Nelson now back on to Stevens. Looks in the corner, gets it to Blarock. Blarock wants to go into Mustaine, drives the baseline instead, draws a foul. Safarowicz called for the block. She fell, took out one of her teammates, Amy Briggs, on the way down. And that will be the second on Bianca Safarowicz. 10th team foul, so 2 free throw opportunities coming up for Blarock. Alexandria Blarock, a 5'8 junior from Kansas City, Kansas. Transfers to the program from Kansas City, Kansas Community College. It's the first of 2. That'll tie the game at 21. Sarah Gattert checks back in, the sophomore out of McPherson, Kansas. Takes the place of Safarowicz. Second free throw from Blaurock, nothing but net. So she hit both. Cats doing a good job from the free throw line early in this ball game. They are perfect from the line, 10 of 10. 22-21 the lead for Northwest. Annie Matthews back on the floor for the Cats. 10:35 to play in the half. Now on to the left side. Anae Schmelzer goes on the drive. Cut off with a double team. Kick out to the wing. Bloor. Bloor out top of the key with the crossover. Tries to drive. And now the hand check call. Going to come against Denise McEnany. That'll be the first on her. 19 foul. And a 1-1 opportunity for Nicole Bloor, who missed the front end of a 1-1 just a few minutes ago.
Nicole Bloor shooting 1-1.
Free throw for Bloor. Good. So she'll get a second opportunity this time around. It's the first point of the ball game for the senior out of Overland Park. And the second free throw is good for Bloor. So she hits both. I'd like to welcome the listeners that were tuning in to the Bearcat men's basketball win over William Jewell tonight. We are at Bearcat Arena, 23-22. Truman State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 10:09 to play in the first half. Now a steal by Amy Briggs for Truman State. In transition, lobs it to Bloor. Bloor tries the reverse layup. A collision underneath and a foul call will send Bloor to the free throw line. Monique Stevens will be called for her first foul. Bloor, who was at the line the last trip down the floor, heads right back to the line.
Nicole Bloor shooting two.
And the first of two for Nicole Bloor on this trip is off the back of the rim. So she's 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Ariel Easton back in for the Bearcats, along with Kenna Veldhuizen, Stevens, and Nelson to the sideline for Northwest. Second free throw for Bloor, good. So she hit one of the two, all three of her points from the free throw line, and a two-point Truman State lead. Now bringing it up the floor, Veldhuizen for Northwest Missouri State. On to the right side. Picks up dribble, bounce pass inside to Mustaine. Mustaine now to Matthews, into the left corner, McEnany. Dribbles it up to the left elbow. Now to the right side. Tried to go to Veldhuizen in the corner, took her eye off of it. It goes out of bounds. And it will go back to Truman State after a timeout. 9:44 to play in the first half. 24-22, Truman State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 24-22, the Truman State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 9:44 to play in the first half. First home game of the year for Northwest Missouri State. A few minutes ago, we saw several of the Bearcat football players making their way in as they return from St. Joseph in a 51-21 win this afternoon, an undefeated regular season, and an outright MIAA championship. We'll talk more about that at halftime. Bearcat men's basketball also with a win down in St. Joseph over William Jewell, that completing just a few minutes ago. Truman State with the basketball. Amy Briggs up the floor. Gets it to the right side at the high post. Tom Zeck tries to go over to Briggs. She's called for the travel before getting the drive going. And that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 9:34 to play in the first half. Veldhuizen to bring it up the floor for the Cats. She She works on the left side. Now sidesteps to the middle of the floor. Over to the right, Easton. Easton on the drive. Shot no good. Lost the handle on it on the way up. Rebound for Truman State and Sarah Gattert. Outlet to Briggs on the right side. Briggs picks up the dribble in front of Eldheisen. Long bounce pass toward the corner. Glore, drive of the baseline, cut off. Pass along the baseline to Gattert. Now cutting down the left side of the lane. Tomczak takes the pass, hits the shot off the glass, and it's a 26-22 lead for Truman State. Eldheisen on the right wing with it for Northwest. Out to the right wing, Blaurock. Lob pass down for Mustaine is knocked away, goes out of bounds. It is off of Sarah Gattert and will belong to Northwest. Back in for Truman, Allie Norton. Norton with a three, 7 points already in this first half. Allison Wiest, the sophomore, back on for the Bulldogs as well. 8:51 to play in the half, a 4-point Truman State lead. Inbound, coming from the baseline, right, Veldhuizen inside. Nice look for Ariel Easton cutting to the basket. Easton hits the shot, 7 for her, and it's a 2-point game. Truman State with the lead in the basketball. Left wing three from Norton in transition. In and out won't go. The rebound, though, chased down by Sarah Gattert. Annie Matthews trying to knock it out of her hands is going to be called for the reach here. That'll be the second on Annie Matthews. And it results in 2 free throw attempts for Sarah Gattert. So Gattert toes the line, trying to increase a 2-point Truman State lead, and the first free throw does. First point of the ball game for Gattert. Ashley Nelson back on the floor for the Cats. And a second free throw coming up now for Gattert. And that one is good. So Sarah Gattert knocks both down. Back to a 4-point lead for Truman State. 28-24, 8:33 to play in the first half. Easton between the circles to the left wing. Nelson with it there. Out top for Blaurock. Now onto the right side, Easton, and away from the ball. Veldhuizen working against Norton, trying to get open. It's going to be called for an offensive foul. That'll be the second on Veldhuizen. And she'll quickly head to the sideline, and that will get Monique Stevens back in the lineup for Northwest. Briggs will bring it up the floor for Truman State, guarded by Stevens as she crosses midcourt, works it onto the left side, dribbles behind her back. Spins, now goes on the drive. Double team, backs it out, tries again on the baseline. Shot off the glass is good. A lot of dribbling there by Amy Briggs, but it works. She's got 8, and it's a 6-point Truman State lead. 8:05 to play in the first half. Stevens out between the circles, works it to Easton, now to the left wing for Nelson. Top of the key, Blaurock. Blaurock onto the right wing, Easton. Easton will go on the drive. She'll end up with another layup, but she misses it. Rebound on the backside for Allison Weiss for Truman State. Gives it up for Briggs. Briggs will go on the drive. She goes up with a shot knocked away by Easton, but a foul on Ariel Easton. We'll send Briggs to the free throw line to shoot 2. That is the first on Easton. And Briggs will step to the free throw line for the first time in the game. She's got 8 points so far. A couple of three-pointers already for Briggs, a senior out of Lansing, Kansas. First free throw. Hits the back of the rim and falls. Getting the home court roll or bounce off the rim tonight for Truman State. Even though they're on Bearcat Arena's floor. Second free throw is good for Briggs. So she now hits double digits with 10. 32-24 the lead for Truman. 7:39 to play in the first half. Over to the left side, Nelson. Lob pass into Mustaine. Mustaine double team. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Easton fights for it. Gets it. And gets it out to Nelson. She'll hand it for Easton, who will set the offense for Northwest. On to the left, Nelson. Drive down to the baseline through the lane. Reverse layup. Good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson into double-digit scoring with 11. 32-26, Truman State on top with the basketball. Gattert works with it between the circles. Gives it for Norton. It's through her hands, but she'll chase it down. Guarded now by Easton. Over to the left side for Briggs. Briggs down to the baseline and a hand-check foul. This will go against Monique Stevens. And that's going to be the second on Stevens. And 2 more free throws now for Amy Briggs. With that new hand-check rule, they'll be calling it a lot tighter this year. Expect a lot of these early season games to have a bunch of fouls as players try to get out of that habit. First free throw good by Briggs. 11 points in the ballgame for her. Kember Schekinger checking back in for Northwest. Nicole Glore back on for Truman State. Denise McEnany of it also back in for the Cats. Second free throw good for Briggs. She has 12, and it's 34-26 Truman State. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Easton works it to the right wing for Nelson. Now out to Schechinger. Left side, McEnany tried to go over to Easton, who pulled her hands back and let it go out of bounds. I don't know if she thought it was going to be tipped or what, but it sails out of bounds, and Truman State will get it back as Lanae Schmelzer will check back in for the Bulldogs. Cross midcourt comes Amy Briggs, trying to get to a double-digit lead is Truman State. Drive down to the baseline by Norton. Shot off the glass, won't go. She gets the rebound. Kick out Glore over to the right side, Briggs. Briggs into the lane, now to Norton. Norton fakes on the three, tries the drive, jump stop. She is going to be called for a travel, getting off balance, and that will give it back to Northwest with 6:29 to play in the first half. Amy Egan, the first-year head coach at Truman State, taking over for Michael Smith, who's over on the other side on the Bearcat bench. Easton across midcourt for Northwest, working it to the right side of the floor. Now gets it down to the corner for Nelson. Nelson brings it up to the wing. Now back to Nelson. Drive along the baseline. A pass knocked out of bounds by Briggs as she goes flying by and into the standard, holding up the basket. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound. Ashley Ginther in the lineup for Northwest, a 5'10 freshman out of Independence. Bounce pass over to the right, McEnany. Tried to go to Easton. Easton slips. The ball goes by her and out of bounds. That will quickly get Veldhuizen back in the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Will take the place of McEnany. 6:11 to go in the first half. 34-26 Truman State on top. Briggs across the timeline. Works it to Glore, top of the key. Now back over to Briggs' left side. Briggs on the drive, underneath, finds a wide open wall. She blows the shot, though. Rebound for Schechinger. Schechinger is fouled by Glore, so Timber Schechinger will go to the other end, go to the free throw line with that. The second on Nicole Glore. The 11th team foul against Truman State in this first half. 5:55 to play in the half. And Schechinger steps to the line for the first time tonight, looking for her first point of the ball game. Schechinger, a 5'10 sophomore out of Manila, Iowa, saw a lot of action last year as a freshman. First free throw is good. Sarah Gattert back in for Truman State. Glore to the sideline. And Schechinger will get a second free throw. That one is on the way and good. So she hits both. There's 2 points for Schechinger, and it's a 34-28 game. Truman State with the lead in the basketball. Over to the right side on the wing. Straight drives up with the runner. Good off the glass for Courtney Straight, and she draws a foul. So Straight will have a 3-point play opportunity. The Bearcat foul goes on Ashley Gunther. That is the first called against the freshman. And Straight steps to the line for her one opportunity. And the free throw for Straight is up and good. So she has her first 3 points, hitting that shot and the free throw, and it's a 9-point Truman State lead, 5:42 to play in the first half. Easton between the circles, over to Schechinger on the left side, down to the baseline, and then tries to get a pass along the baseline, draws a foul. So this will send Schechinger to the free throw line. Sarah Gattert whistled for her first. And Schechinger, who just knocked down 2 free throws a minute ago, will go back to the line for 2 more. First one for Schechinger is up, and that one is no good. So the Cats hit their first 12 free throws as a team. That's the first miss at the line for Northwest. Shelby Mustaine back in the lineup for the Cats. 5:35 to play in the first half, 37-28 the lead for Truman State. Schechinger's second free throw off the back of the rim. But we've got a lane violation, and Schechinger will get another opportunity. So a second chance at the second free throw for Timber Schechinger. It's on the way, and it's good. So she takes advantage of the extra opportunity. 3 points now for Schechinger. Ball at the free throw line, and it's an 8-point game. Truman State with the lead in the basketball, 5.5 to play in the first half. Drive down to the baseline. Now a step-back shot, no good for Courtney Strait. Rebound, though, on the backside for Sarah Gattert for Truman. Now between the circles, Norton onto the right side, Strait. Strait back up top for Briggs. Briggs with a crossover down the left side of the lane. Underhanded shot off the glass. No. Rebound for Veldhuizen. She'll push it up the floor for Northwest. Works it to Easton on the wing. Steps into a three-point attempt off the back of the rim. Norton with the long rebound for Truman. 5 minutes to play in the half. Ahead to Briggs, who's wide open, and she's going to get an easy layup on the left side. Amy Briggs with 14 in this first half. It's a 10-point Truman State lead. 4:50 to play in the half. Out of the right side, Veldhuizen into the corner. Now Nelson. Nelson will work it up to Schechinger. Back over to Nelson. Nelson started a drive, cut off. Top of the key, Schechinger. Three. Good for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger with her first field goal of the game outside the arc. Top of the key. 6 points for her. 39-32. Truman with the lead in the ball. 4:26 to play in the first half. Briggs over to the right side. Gets it out to Norton on the wing. Norton to the free throw line. Over to the left. Finds Walsh. On to the right, Briggs. Guarded by Veldhuizen on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key. Now tries to hand it for Norton. Does. Norton to the right elbow. Picks up the dribble. Thought about a shot. Instead kicks it out for Briggs. She's on the drive. The runner off the glass is good for Amy Briggs. 16 for Briggs. 41-32 Truman State. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Kenna Veldhuizen with it on the right side. Into the corner for Nelson. Nelson tries to get a screen from Mustaine, who is pushed. Sarah Walsh trying to keep her from setting that screen. Or excuse me, Megan Walsh called for her second foul. And it will result in a couple of free throws when we come back. Northwest Missouri State right now trailing Truman State 41-32, 3:52 to play in the first half. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women trailing 41-32, with 3:52 to play in the first half facing Truman State. Northwest men with a 78-71 win over William Jewell in St. Joseph. Of course, the Bearcat football team with a 51-21 win over Missouri Western today. At the line, coming out of the timeout for Northwest is Shelby Mustaine. And a first free throw in and out. Mustaine will get another opportunity. And that one is on the way, and good. So Mustaine hit one of the two. All three of her points have come at the free throw line, and it's a 41-33 game. Truman State with the lead in the ball, 3:48 to play in the first half. Gattert with it for Truman, over to the left side to Schmelzer. The end of the corner, Norton. Norton works it out to the top of the key for Strait. Strait will look inside, gets it there for Tomczak. A spin, a hook shot with the left hand, good for Michalina Tomczak. 4 points for her, and it's back to a 10-point Truman State lead. 3:27 to play in the first half. Easton works it over to the right wing. Now to the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger gets a screen from Mustaine on the drive. Up with the runner. Off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. After a bit of a slow start for Schechinger, she has 8 first-half points. 43-35. Truman with the lead in the ball. Out of the right side, Strait on the wing, drive down to the baseline, and a reverse layup, no good, but the rebound on the backside, Tomczak, and her follow goes. 6 for Tomczak, 45-35 Truman. 2:53 to go in the first half. Easton works it over to the right wing. Now into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles up to the wing, gets a screen, goes on the drive, and another layup good for Timber Schechinger. That's 10-4 Schechinger, and a timeout for Truman State. 2:40 to play here in the first half. It's a 45-37 lead for Truman over Northwest. This is a use-it-or-lose-it timeout, basically, for Coach Amy Egan, as they would have not taken a timeout so far in this first half. Mentioned a minute ago, the 51-21 win for the Bearcat football team over Missouri Western to gain an MIAA championship outright. Also, most likely, the top seed in Super Region 3. The pairings will be announced officially tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit more about today's game in St. Joseph at halftime of this matchup here. 45-37, Truman State's lead. Truman will have the ball with 2:40 to play in the first half. Across midcourt comes Briggs. Briggs working it on the left wing, guarded by Ariel Easton. Easton knocked it away. It went off the leg of Briggs and out of bounds, and so it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Initially, the official on the baseline had said it was Truman ball, but one of the other officials came in to correct it, and the official on the baseline said, you know, I think you're probably right. So Northwest with the basketball. Stevens to Easton, over to the left wing. Nelson with it there. Try to go to the Mustaine on the pick and roll, and now Mustaine trying to post up inside, draws a foul. This will go against Michelena Tomczak. That'll be the second on Tomczak. Seen 29 fouls called in this first half between the two teams. It's been pretty even, 15-14. And Shelby Mustaine steps to the line for two for Northwest. First free throw for Mustaine is good. All four of her points have come at the free throw line. 6'2 freshman out of Jefferson City High School. One of several new players that will see action this year for Northwest. And the second free throw from Mustaine off the front of the rim. The rebound saved in bounds by Gattert, and she gets it to Tomczak, who is able to give it up to Courtney Strait. Truman State with the lead in the ball. They're up by 7. Three-pointer at the top of the key makes it 10. She knocks it down. Courtney Strait with her first three-pointer of the game. She has 6 total. And it's a 48-38 game. Truman State on top. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. On to the left side, Nelson. She goes on the drive. Kick to the corner. Right side, Easton up with the 3. Good. Nothing but net for Ariel Easton. First three-pointer in Bearcat Arena for her. She's got 10 first-half points, 48-41. Truman State with the lead in the ball, 1:40 to go in the first half. On the left side, Schmelzer. Inside, gets it to a cutting Gattert. Gattert throws it away. Nelson comes up with the steal for Northwest. She tried the pass along the baseline, didn't get it. Now to Stevens between the circles. Over to the left side, Nelson with it on the wing. Down low, Mustaine. On the block, kicks it to Easton, cutting to the basket. Shot good by Ariel Easton. Great look there by Shelby Mustaine. Easton with 12, and it's a 48-43 game, 1:10 to go in the half. Cats trying to close the half strong. Over on the right side, a 3 from Strait off the back of the rim. Long rebound to the free throw line. Easton up with it for Northwest. Looking down court as she dribbles across the timeline, works it over to Stevens. Out between the circles, now to Easton, left side, onto the wing for Nelson. Nelson will get it to Blaurock. Blaurock, with 48 seconds to play in the half, works it to the right wing for Easton. Easton with the crossover, and she's going to draw the foul, trying the drive. Linnea Schmelzer called for her first. And this will send Ariel Easton to the free throw line to shoot 2. Easton 1 of 1 at the line so far. Easton, a 5'6 junior out of South Bend, Indiana. And her first free throw is off the front of the rim. Ashley Gunther into the lineup for the Bearcats. Amy Briggs back on the floor along with Megan Walsh for Truman State. Second free throw coming up for Easton. And that one is good. 13 points for Easton in the first half, 48-44. Truman with the lead in the ball, 40 seconds to play in the half. Cross midcourt, Briggs. Works it over to the left side. Gets it out on the wing for Courtney Strait to the top of the key. Norton on the drive, cut off. Now works it to Briggs between the circles. Briggs onto the left wing. Leaves it there for Strait. Back to Briggs. Briggs will dribble top of the key. Over to Norton. Wanted the long three. Doesn't take it. Eight on the shot clock. Down low. Gets it for Gattert. Gattert up with the shot. No good off the glass. Rebounded follow inside. No for Megan Walsh. But Walsh draws the foul and will go to the free throw line. Ashley Gunther called for her second. And it sends Megan Walsh to the free throw line to shoot two for Truman. First one is good. Hit the front of the rim, but bounded in. 4 points for Walsh. 5-point Truman State lead. 16 seconds to play in the first half. Second free throw is also good. Five now for Walsh. Inbound to Stevens. Stevens will bring it across midcourt. Over to the left side now with the dribble to the wing. Down low. Nelson drive on the baseline. Into the lane. Up with the shot. Good off the glass for Ashley Nelson. Quick inbound to Briggs. One on the clock. Half-court shot from Briggs. Off the top. And Monique Stevens trying to draw the charge at midcourt. I don't know if we had a whistle at the same time as the buzzer. Coach Smith wanted it, and the official shakes his head no and says he's not going to call the foul. And now the official who was right there comes over and is going to try to explain to Coach Michael Smith why there was not a foul call there. Big collision at midcourt right at the end of the half, and a no call as the half-court shot goes off the top of the backboard, and it's a 50-46 game. Truman State, who a couple of different times had a double-digit lead by just four here at the half over the Northwest Missouri State women, 50-46. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, Matt Gorder along with you, 50-46. The Truman State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, but Northwest a little bit of a push there late in the first half to make it a four-point game after trailing by 10 a couple of different times just a few minutes ago. So good into the half for Northwest. Hopefully they'll be able to carry that momentum into the second half as well. But the Bearcat women with the first of two games this weekend. They will be back on the court tomorrow afternoon against William Jewell. William Jewell was an 86-70 winner just earlier this evening here at Bearcat Arena, beating Lincoln in the start of the Winstead Reeves Classic here at Bearcat Arena. So again, the Northwest women in action at 3:10 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have it along the Bearcat Radio Network starting at about 3:10, or I shouldn't say about, starting at 3:10 with the pregame show before that one tomorrow afternoon. And that will end a busy weekend, although with basketball season kicking into action here, we've got a lot of great basketball coming your way all season long along the Bearcat Radio Network from the Bearcat men and women. The Bearcat men with a win earlier today down in St. Joseph against William Jewell. They were playing as part of the Hilliard Classic. Had the loss last night, against Midwestern State in a very heavily contested game, but they were able to bounce back and get the win today to close out the Hilliard Classic. So we're at the half here of the women's matchup, 50-46. Truman State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. So we talked about just a couple of minutes ago, the Bearcat football team with a win today. We'll talk a little bit more about how that matchup went against Missouri Western. We'll do it right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 50-46, a halftime score. Truman State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcat football team securing the MIAA championship outright with a big win against Missouri Western today. 51-21 was the final. The Bearcats win, and they also secure an undefeated regular season as they had the one win over Saginaw Valley State, the non-conference win, then everything else obviously in conference play. Cats will likely get that top spot in Super Region 3 when the brackets are announced tomorrow. Northwest got on top early in the ball game. Trevor Adams with a one-yard run and then found Clint Utter with a six-yard pass play to get the first two scores of the game. That was the first two possessions of the game for Northwest Missouri State. They took a 14-0 lead in the second quarter. Missouri Western was able to get their first score on the board with 7:09 on the clock. Raphael Spencer got into the end zone on a one-yard run. That would be the closest Western would be the rest of the way. It was a 14-7 game at that point, and then Northwest on their next possession would score on a 25-yard pass play from Trevor Adams to Reuben Thomas. Thomas with a big day for Northwest after he had had a couple of tough games, had some drops last week. He made up for it today, ended up with five catches for 94 yards and a touchdown for Northwest today. So a great effort by Reuben Thomas to bounce back and help the Cats with the win today. Saw three field goals today out of Simon Matheson. He hit a 36-yarder, a 40-yarder, and a 32-yarder. Two of the field goals for Northwest. They took advantage of blocked field goal attempts by Missouri Western and were able to take the good field position, go down and get field goals from Matheson today to help with that 51-21 win. The Cats outgained Missouri Western 493-293, despite Western running eight more plays in the ball game than Northwest did. The Bearcat defense coming up big, holding them to just 293 total yards. Penalties a bit of a problem for Northwest today, but it didn't ultimately hurt Northwest in terms of the getting the win this afternoon. Each team did have an interception, the one turnover each. We did see a couple of fumbles lost by Northwest, one lost by Missouri Western. So there were a few turnovers in the ball game, but Again, Northwest able to come away with the win. Travis Partridge in his final game as a Griffin, finishing 14 of 36, passing for 178 yards and a couple of touchdowns. But on the other side, Northwest's Trevor Adams, 14 of 21 for 237 yards, two scores. He did throw his third interception of the year with just one pick today. But Robert Burton coming up with 105 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns for Northwest. So the Bearcats able to come away with the win. And again, they are the likely top seed in Super Region 3. It is unlikely after a win today that they would drop down, but they should have that top spot. The announcement of the bracket pairings for the football playoffs do come tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And Northwest Missouri State should have next week off with that top seed. And then as long as they go in regional play, would be able to host those games as long as they can stay alive. And then have to wait and see what happens beyond that. But Northwest Missouri State finishing off the regular season in fine fashion with the 51-21 win over Missouri Western this afternoon down at Spratt Stadium in St. Joseph, in a very highly anticipated matchup between those two teams with a lot on the line for both teams. Northwest Missouri State finishing off with the win today. So to be able to check in, northwestbearcats.com, find out if you can't watch this show. Of course, if you're listening to Bearcat Women's Basketball tomorrow afternoon, we'll also let you know then the seedings, because that announcement will take place during our broadcast of the women's basketball game tomorrow, so you'll be able to find out that way as well. We're at the half of tonight's women's matchup. Truman State with a 50-46 lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to look at some of the statistics from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena, where Truman State leads the Northwest Missouri State women 50-46 here at the half. Looking at some of the scoring from the first half of this one, Cats with three players in double-digit scoring, 13 points apiece for Ashley Nelson and Ariel Easton. Easton was 5 of 10 from the field, Nelson 4 of 6 from the field. Easton hit a three-pointer and was 2 of 3 at the free throw line, Nelson 5 of 5 at the free throw line in the first half. 10 points as well for Timber Schekinger. Kind of came on late in the half to put those 10 on the board. She was 3 of 3 from the field, including a three-pointer, and 3 of 4 at the free throw line for Northwest as well. 4 points apiece for Annie Matthews and Shelby Mustaine inside. Mustaine 4 of 6 at the free throw line, and Matthews hit both shot attempts she had from the field to get her 4 points. Couple of points as well in the first half for Alexandria Mlarock for Northwest. On the other side for Truman State, Amy Briggs leading the way, the only one in double-digit scoring for them. She had 16 first-half points, 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from three-point range, 4 of 4 at the free-throw line. She also had a couple of steals in the first half for Truman State. 7 points for Allie Norton, 6 points for Bianca Safarowicz, Courtney Strait with 6 points as well. 4 points apiece for Michalena Tomczak and Megan Walsh. 4 points for Sarah Gattert. Nicole Glore with 3 points for Truman State, rounding out the scoring for the Bulldogs. A look at some of the team numbers. Northwest shooting 61% from the field, 14 of 23. Truman State was 47% from the field, 16 of 34, but they were 5 of 9 from three-point range, where the Bearcats were 2 of 3. So really, even combined, the two teams shooting from outside the arc very well in this one. Northwest 16 of 20 at the free throw line, while Truman State was 13 of 17. Truman out-rebounded Northwest 18 to 11 in the first half, and both teams with 8 turnovers in the first stanza as well. It all adds up to a lead for Truman State over Northwest, 50 to 46. We're back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, it's the first home game of the year for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats will be right back here tomorrow afternoon. A 3:30 ball game as they match up with William Jewell in the second game of the Winstead Reeves Classic for Northwest. 3:30 tip. It'll be a 3:10 start time along the Bearcat Radio Network tomorrow afternoon for Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell. Two teams will go back to their starting lineups for the start of this second half. And Truman State, they'll send out Casey Gasson-Smith along with Allie Norton, Bianca Safarowicz, Amy Briggs, and Michelena Tomczak. For Northwest Missouri State, it's Monique Stevens, Timber Schechinger, Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, and Annie Matthews. Four-point game. Truman State on top. Northwest with the ball to start the second half. They'll work right to left here at Bearcat Arena. Stevens hands it off for Nelson. She'll bring it top of the key now down the right side of the lane. Picks up the dribble. Spins. Has to go up with the shot. It's short. And she saves it inbounds. It's tipped around. Briggs out of there with it for Truman State. Amy Briggs across midcourt. Dribbles over to the right wing. Gives it out there for Norton. Norton brings it to the top of the key. And now a hand check foul going to be called on Monique Stevens. That will be the third on Stevens. First foul of the second half, and the inbound coming on the near sideline for Truman State. Norton over to the left side on the wing for Gasson-Smith. Now back over to Norton right. Into the corner, Briggs. Briggs brings it up to the wing. Now picks up the dribble. Gets it out to the left side, Gasson-Smith. She tries to drive. Jump stop. Shot over Matthews. Bounces around and goes for Casey Gasson-Smith. First 2 points of the game for her, and it's a six-point lead for Truman State, 52-46. Just underway in the second half, Monique Stevens works it to Easton between the circles. Now to the left wing, Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger onto the right side, Easton. A couple of dribbles for her, tried to go the drive. Gnarly lost the dribble, gets it out to Schechinger. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with a spin move, shot up, no good. Rebound for Tomczak for Truman State. Outlet ahead to Norton. Pushing it to the wing. Skips it across right side. Briggs open. A three-pointer from the wing off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Nelson. She'll push it up the floor with a pass left side to Stevens. Ahead to Easton. Left corner. Easton looking inside. Dribbles up to the wing with it. Now backs it out between the circles. Gets it on the wing for Schechinger. Schechinger on the drive. Up with the shot. Left side. Good for Timber Schechinger. That's 12 for Schechinger. And it's a 52-48 game. Truman State with the lead in the ball. 18-19 to play. Briggs tugs on her ear, calling out the offensive play for Truman as she works at left side. Norton out of Safarowicz between the circles. One dribble for her to Briggs on the right wing. Inside, trying to go to Tomczak. Underneath, a screen by Casey Gasson-Smith. And Gasson-Smith is pushed by Annie Matthews. So Matthews called for her third foul. Second against Northwest, and an inbound for Briggs on the baseline right for Truman. Gets it inside to Safarowicz. She takes one dribble back out to Briggs. Now up on the wing, Norton inside Safarowicz. A dribble for her, and she's called for the travel. Drug the pivot foot before putting the ball on the floor, and that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State, the ninth turnover of the game for Truman. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. Stevens on to the right side for Nelson. Nelson out top of the key, Schechinger. Back over to Nelson. Drive down to the baseline for Nelson. Spin move into the paint. Up with the shot. Got it to go, and she draws a foul. Ashley Nelson with a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. Michalina Tomczak called for her third foul for Truman State. Be the second time that Nelson steps to the free throw line with a chance at converting a three-point play. She knocked the free throw down the first time around. Back in the first half, Megan Walsh, the freshman out of Chicago, will take the place of Tomczak in the lineup for Truman State. Free throw for Nelson, good. So she converts another three-point play. She's 6 of 6 at the free throw line. And it's a 52-51 game. Truman with the lead of the basketball. 17:41 to play. Over to the right side on the wing. A drive from Gasson Smith. Spins. Kicks it out. Walsh across left side. Briggs with the three, and it's good for Amy Briggs. Third three of the game for Briggs. She has a game-high 19 points so far. Monique Stevens with it between the circles for Northwest. Bearcats back down by four. Schechinger drive to the baseline. Picks up the dribble. Inside to Easton. Easton with a dribble. A fadeaway off the glass. Good for Ariel Easton. 15 for Easton. Two-point Truman State lead. Bulldogs with the basketball. Pass out between the circles, and Nelson is down. Gasson Smith with the shot. She knocks it down, but looks like Nelson may have gotten poked right either in the mouth or in the nose. She kind of grabbed at her face when she went down, and she is still down here as the two teams will head toward the sidelines. Meredith Scott will check in for Northwest and take the place of Ashley Nelson. Again, I think it was the follow-through on the pass that she may have taken either a finger to the eye or somewhere in the face, basically, as she went down right away. And now is up on her feet and heading over toward the sideline. Kind of trying to shake it off as she walks over to the sideline. And again, Meredith Scott will be checking in for Northwest to take her place. 17:01 to play, 57-53. Truman State with the lead, and Northwest will have the ball after the made bucket by Gasson Smith for the Bulldogs. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. She'll be met in the center circle by Allie Norton. Over to Easton, now to the right wing, Schechinger. Schechinger, drive down toward the baseline. Safarowicz catches up, spins, gets it out to Matthews. Now into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger gets a screen from Matthews, into the paint with it, top of the key, Easton. Easton on the drive, down to the baseline, double team, gets around it, tries to throw a pass to Scott, cutting to the basket. It goes by her and out of bounds, and it will go back to Truman State with 16:35 to play. Bearcat men with a 78-71 win over William Jewell in the Hilliard Classic in St. Joseph earlier this evening. So far, a 2-for-2 day for the Bearcats, with the football team getting a win in St. Joseph. Now the Northwest women trying to make it a perfect Saturday for Northwest. Over to the right side, Briggs. Drive down to the baseline, now backs it out in the corner. Skip pass, it's over to the left side, tipped by Easton. She tries to chase it down but can't catch up to it before it goes out of bounds, but a nice defensive play there by Ariel Easton, nearly picking up the steal for Northwest. Shelby Mustaine checks back in for Northwest, taking the place of Annie Matthews. Four-point Truman State lead. And Courtney Strait will check back in for the Bulldogs. Strait will take the place of Briggs. Now Coach Egan will send Nicole Glore into the lineup. Glore will take the place of Casey Gasson Smith. So now Truman will inbound near midcourt. Got 10 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Norton out near midcourt with it. Picks up the dribble. Gets it onto the wing for Glore. 5 on the clock. Glore started toward the baseline. Still dribbling with it. Don't think she knows how much time's on the shot clock. And they do run out of time. So Northwest gets the shot clock violation. The Bearcats will get it back down by 4 with 16:04 to play. Monique Stevens, the senior out of Australia, will take the inbound and bring it up the floor for the Cats. Works it over to Easton between the circles left. Easton on the wing with it. Works it into the corner for Scott. Scott up to the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Top of the key, Schechinger. A three on the way. That one is short. Stevens trying to save it inbounds, but it had hit the baseline already. And so Truman State will get it back with 15:48 to play. Bearcats coming off a loss in their season opener against Quincy in Quincy, Illinois. They are 0-1 on the season. Sparwitz between the circles. Goes on the drive. Kicks a pass over to the right corner. Norton up to the wing. Glore. Glore on the drive. Kicks a pass down on the block for Megan Walsh. Walsh hits the shot off the glass. That's 7 for Walsh, and it's a 6-point lead for Truman. 15-24 to play. Northwest Missouri State with it. Left wing Schechinger inside Mustaine. Posting up. Up with a hook shot. Good for Mustaine. Shelby Mustaine with 6 points. That's her first field goal. And it's a 59-55 game. Truman State with the lead in the basketball. Out on the left wing straight. Spins on the drive with it. Up with the shot in the double team. Draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Truman. Foul is called against Shelby Mustaine. That is her second, team's third. And straight steps to the line where she is 1 of 1. Converted a 3-point play back in the first half for Truman State. Gets set. First of 2 free throws. 4 straight is good. 7 points in the ball game. It's her first point since halftime. Ashley Nelson and Kenna Veldhuizen checking in. Stevens and Easton to the sideline for Northwest. Straight will get a second free throw attempt. Spins the basketball. Dips, fires, and that one is good. So she hit both free throws. 8 points now for Courtney Straight, and it's a 6-point Truman State lead. And back into the ball game for Northwest, Alexandria Blaurock for the Cats. Veldhuizen will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Picked up by Norton as she crosses midcourt right side. Bounce pass into Mustaine, who is fouled from behind as she receives that pass from the wing. And this foul will go against Megan Walsh. That'll be the third on Walsh, and it brings us to a timeout. 61-55, Truman State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 14-57 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. Back out at Bearcat Arena, 61-55, Truman State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 14-57 to play. Coming out of the timeout, Northwest will have the basketball as Kenna Veldhuizen, the freshman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa, will step out to inbound it for the Cats. They're underneath their own bucket, right side on the baseline. Inbound to Scott, up with the shot, good off the glass. Meredy Scott with her first points, and it's a 61-57 game. Truman State with the lead in the basketball. Pass goes over to the left side on the wing. Courtney Straight to the top of the key on the drive. Up with the shot. Good off the glass for Courtney Straight. She's into double-digit scoring with 10, 63-57. Truman with the lead. Out between the circles. Scott on to the left side. It goes to Nelson. Nelson out to Blaurock. Left side, out near the top of the key. Over to the right. Scott. One dribble, now to the corner, Veldhuizen, shot fake, driving the baseline, kick out left corner, Nelson up on the wing, Blaurock, she'll dribble into the paint, tried to go underneath to Mustaine, draws the hand check foul with 7 on the shot clock. And this one will be called on Megan Walsh, and that will be the 4th on Walsh. 13 foul in this second half. And into the lineup, Amy Briggs, along with Michalena Tomczak. And Northwest will inbound once again, baseline right. Veldhuizen Looking to trigger it in. Fakes a couple of passes. Now lobs it out for Nelson. Nelson gets by Glor into the corner to Velsheisen. Takes one dribble inside to Scott. Cutting to the basket. Shot partially blocked. Glor with the rebound. Outlet over to the left side for Briggs. Briggs ahead to the left wing. Straight to the top of the key. Briggs over to the right. Safarowicz kicks it out to Glor. Glor on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Double team. Backs it out. Now a lob inside. Nice look for Tomczak, who hits the shot for Truman. That's 8 for Tomczak. 65-57. Truman with the lead. 13:45 to play. Veldhuizen over to the right side. Drive down to the baseline. Shot knocked away from behind. Veldhuizen came up with the rebound, but they call a held ball, and the possession arrow will give it to Truman State. Ariel Easton back in for Northwest. Annie Matthews onto the floor for the Cats. Timber Schechinger checks in as well. Scott, Mustaine, and Nelson to the sideline for Northwest. 13:38 to play. 65-57. Truman State on top. Briggs will bring it across midcourt, work it over to the left side on the wing for Straight. Straight double team, picks up the dribble, gets it over to Glor on the right side. Glor on the drive, loses a handle on the basketball, it will go out of bounds. Good defense there by Alexandria Blarock to force the turnover, and Northwest Missouri State will have it with 13:24 to go. Veldhuizen up the floor for the Cats. Picked up by Straight between the circles, now to Easton, out of the right side, Schechinger. Schechinger out to Blarock, looking at the high post for Matthews. Can't get it there. Over to the left side, Veldhuizen. Now to Easton. Fake left, went right. And she steps on the sideline as she tried to head that way, and that will give the ball back to Truman State. Timeout for Northwest head coach Michael Smith. 57-65 the score. Truman State with the lead, 13:07 to go. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
65-57, Truman State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 13:07 to go. The home debut of Bearcat head coach Michael Smith back on the Bearcat floor. This time as a head coach, he was a graduate assistant coach for a couple of seasons here as well, but he's back home as the head coach of Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball program now. Truman State with the ball out of the timeout. Right side, Glor brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the left for Straight. Screen from Safarowicz. Straight, now on the drive. Jumper, short. Rebound tip goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats trying to cut into a 65-57 lead. Cats had a lead early in this ball game. The last time they led was just 4 minutes into the game. Truman has led from that point on by as many as 11. And now away from the ball, we have a foul call. This coming against Truman State. Goes on Michalina Tomczak. That'll be the fourth on Tomczak. So Tomczak and Walsh, a couple of inside players for Truman State, each with four fouls. Lob in the paint to Easton. Shot bounces around and out. Straight with the rebound for Truman. Gets it out to Briggs. She's across midcourt with the dribble. Working against Veldhuizen. Now to the wing for Glor. Guarded by Blarock. Now double teamed as she tries to work a screen to the right side. Briggs inside. Safarowicz posting on Schechinger. Hits the shot off the glass. That's seven for Bianca Safarowicz. 7 points total, two since halftime, and it's a 10-point lead for Truman State. 12:09 to go. On to the right side for Schechinger. Gets it into Annie Matthews. Matthews with the dribble. She'll be called for a travel as she tried the spin move. That'll give it back to Truman State with 12:04 to go. Shelby Mustaine, Ashley Nelson, and Monique Stevens back on the floor for Northwest. Matthews, Blaurock, and Veldhuizen to the sideline. Megan Walsh checks back in for Truman State, taking the place of Michalina Tomczak. Briggs across the timeline with a dribble, picked up by Stevens. Spins, brings it over to the left side, a ball knocked away. Nelson got a piece of it, keeping it from Nicole Glor, but it goes out of bounds, and Truman State will inbound on the far sideline. 11:53 to go. Briggs inbound. Out tipped in the backcourt, or in the front court, goes into the backcourt. Chased down by Courtney Strait. Briggs to the top of the key, onto the right side for Glor. Glor tries to drive, cut off, bobbles the dribble, called for the travel, and that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. Seen a few good defensive stands by the Bearcats as Casey Gasson-Smith will check back in for Glor. Monique Stevens brings the ball up for Northwest. She crosses midcourt over to Nelson on the right side. Has it on the wing. Looks inside, gets it to Mustaine. Mustaine with a couple of dribbles, loses it out of bounds. Unforced error there for Northwest, and Truman State will get it back up by 10. Allie Norton comes back into the game for Truman State. Takes the place of Amy Briggs. 67-57, Truman State's lead. Norton works it up the left side of the floor. Out to Strait, near the sideline. Takes a dribble and then tries to get a pass to Norton in the corner and draws the foul on Ariel Easton. And that will be the second on Easton. Fourth team foul. Both teams have been called for four after each being called for 15 in the first half. Inbound, out between the circles to Walsh. She'll get it over to the right side, Gasson-Smith. Gasson-Smith, as she looks inside, hears a whistle and a foul away from the ball. This is a foul call on Timber Schechinger. It's the third on Schechinger. And Truman will inbound on the baseline right with 11:12 to go. 10-point Bulldog lead. Out to the right side, Gasson-Smith. Gasson-Smith with a couple of dribbles will bring it out to the top of the key. Ball knocked around, and Monique Stevens trying to get after it, and a push is going to be called here, and I believe this will go against Allie Norton, who Stevens had knocked the ball away from, and it is. That'll be the second on Norton. Good hustle there by Monique Stevens to knock that ball loose and force the turnover against Truman State. This used to be an MIAA matchup, but this is the first year that Truman State is out of the MIAA. So that's why you're seeing these two teams face each other in a classic in a non-conference game. Schechinger with it, top of the key for Northwest. Over to the left side for Easton. Easton will bring it to the top of the key with the dribble. Work it back over to the left for Stevens. Now to Nelson. Drive on the baseline. She's double-teamed. Up to Mustaine. Kick to the right side. Schechinger on the drive to the free throw line. Out to Easton. Open for three on the way. That's off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Norton for Truman State. She'll push it up in transition to Strait on the left side. Kicks it into the right corner. A three on the way from Gasson-Smith, and it's good. Seven for Casey Gasson-Smith, all in this second half, and Truman State with their biggest lead of the game, 70-57 over Northwest, 10:25 to go, and we've got a timeout. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Back at Bearcat Arena, 70-57, Truman State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. We do owe you a station break. We'll go ahead and take it here before we get back to action. We pause 10 seconds. For station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gloder along with you. It's a 70-57 lead for Truman State over Northwest Missouri State's women. The Bearcats with the basketball. Now top of the key, Stevens on the drive, goes up with a shot, got it to go off the glass. Monique Stevens with her first points of the night. 70-59, Truman with the lead in the ball. Norton works it over to the right side. Out on the wing for Gasson Smith. Dribbles to the free throw line, into the left corner. Drive by Strait. Strait spins, now to Safarowicz in the corner. Safarowicz along the baseline, up with the runner, and that one is good by Bianca Safarowicz. 9 for Safarowicz, 72-59, the lead for Truman State. Bearcat basketball, Easton works it over to the right side, on the wing for Nelson. Now out top, Schechinger, over to the left side, Stevens. Drive down the lane, Stevens up with the shot, no good, but she draws a foul. And Monique Stevens will get a couple of opportunities at the free throw line for Northwest. Courtney Strait called for her second foul. And Stevens steps to the line for the first time in this game. Cats as a team tonight hit their first 12 free throw attempts before missing one. And the first one good by Stevens. Amy Briggs back on the floor for Truman State. Courtney Strait goes to the sideline. Second free throw, also good for Stevens. So 4 points now for Monique Stevens. 72-61, Truman with the lead. Briggs on the left side with it. Spins, brings it out to the top of the key. Gasson Smith, now to Briggs. Briggs over to the right side, down the lane, up with the runner, off the glass, no. Rebound and follow by Smith, won't, or rather Walsh won't go. But Walsh draws a foul, and she'll go to the free throw line for Truman. Bearcat foul is called on Ashley Nelson. That is the second on Nelson. 16 foul against the Cats. Both teams have been called for six in this second half. First one for Walsh. In and out. Annie Matthews back onto the floor for Northwest. Mustaine will go to the sideline. And a free throw coming up for Walsh, and that one is good. 73-61, Truman State's lead, 9-10 to play. Northwest Missouri State with it, Nelson on the left wing. Out to Schechinger at the top of the key, over to the right side, Stevens. Stevens tries to drive, spins, up with the underhanded shot, no good, but Stevens right back to the free throw line, drawing another foul after a nice smid move out front. Foul on Allie Norton will be her third. Seventh team foul against Truman. And Stevens steps to the line where she hit a couple last trip down the floor. And the first of two here rattles down. 5 points for the senior out of Australia. All of those points have come since halftime. Second free throw is good. Six now for Stevens. 73-63. Truman State with a lead in the basketball. Briggs works it over to the right side. Gasson Smith gets a screen. Now back to Briggs. Down low. Pass for Walsh. Shot partially blocked. Rebound Safarowicz. Safarowicz then has some trouble with the ball. Called for a travel. That will give it back to Northwest as they can bring the Truman lead back into single digits on this possession. Nicole Glore back into the ball game for Truman State. Takes the place of Bianca Safarowicz. 8:47 to go. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for the Cats. Gets it to Easton between the circles. On to the right side, Nelson. Nelson out top for Schechinger. Looks inside, knocked away from Matthews. She tips it out to Nelson. Started a drive, cut off. Now to Stevens near the center circle. She'll get it on the right wing. Nelson with it there. 8 on the shot clock. Nelson brings it to the free throw line. On the drive, up with the runner off the front of the rim. Rebound right back to her, and she hits the follow off the glass.
Nelson with 18 points to lead Northwest, and it's a 73-65 game. Truman with the lead in the ball, 8:10 to go. Briggs dribbling with it on the right side. Brings it out between the circles. Now over to the left for Gasson Smith. She'll drive down to the baseline, up with a jumper over Easton off the front of the rim to rebound. Tip Schechinger down with it for Northwest. Schechinger bringing it up the floor, loses the dribble. Gasson Smith will pick up the loose ball. The shot blocked away by Schechinger. It goes out of bounds. But Truman State will keep possession and inbound on the baseline left. As Courtney Strait checks back in for the Bulldogs, Casey Gasson Smith will go back to the sideline. Alexandria Blarock will check in for Northwest. And Schechinger to the sideline for the Cats. Inbound from Amy Briggs. Bounce pass inside. Dangerous pass, but it got to Courtney Strait, who hits the shot off the glass. That's 12 for Strait. 75-65. Truman on top. 7:41 to go. Stevens over to the right side. Hits it for Easton. Back over to Stevens. Now on the left. Into the corner for Nelson. Nelson takes the dribble. Thought about a three. Instead, top of the key, Blarock. Down the right side of the lane. She loses the dribble. It goes right to Briggs. Briggs will push it in transition, take it down the lane, up with the shot, get off the glass for Amy Briggs. 21 for Briggs. Stevens across the timeline with it, out between the circles. Working against Allie Norton. Wants to go left to Blarock, can't, continues with the dribble, and now a timeout for Coach Michael Smith. 77-65, Truman State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 7:05 to go. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 77-65, Truman State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 7:05 to play. And Northwest with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Stevens takes the inbound out near midcourt. Works with it between the circles. Now gives it up to Easton. On to the right side, Nelson. A drive by Nelson. Goes up with the shot. No good, but draws the foul on Megan Walsh. And that should be it for Walsh. That'll be her fifth foul. So she'll head to the sideline as Sarah Gattert will check back into the Truman lineup. And Ashley Nelson will head to the free throw line for Northwest to shoot a couple. She is 6 of 6 at the free throw line so far. 6:55 to go, 77-65. Truman on top. Nelson gets set with the first. And that one, no good. Cats trying to avoid an 0-2 start to the season, but have a 12-point hill to climb in the last 6 minutes, 55 seconds. Second free throw off the back of the rim for Nelson. And the rebound to Allie Norton for Truman State. Briggs with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline. Guarded by Easton. Brings it middle of the floor. Now over to the right. Tries to go down the lane with it. Up with the wild shot. Lost the handle on it. And a held ball on the rebound. Alexandria Blarock for Northwest. Sarah Gattert for Truman State. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest. Some pressure in the backcourt from Allie Norton, as Stevens takes the inbound, and we'll bring it up the floor for the Cats. Again, Northwest will be back in action here at Bearcat Arena tomorrow afternoon. If you can't make it out, you can hear it along the Bearcat Radio Network. Pass down low, Annie Matthews up with the hook shot. Bounces around and goes for Annie Matthews. 6 for Matthews, 77-67. Truman with the lead in the ball, 6:20 to go. Now over to the right side on the wing, Gattert. Gets a screen as she tries to bring it top of the key. Can't. Now over to Briggs. Briggs onto the left side. Glore up with a 10-footer. It's good for Nicole Glore. That's 5 for Glore. 79-67. Truman with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. 6 to play. On to the right. Nelson on the wing. Lobs it down low for Matthews. Pass overthrown. It's off the fingertips of Matthews. But Sarah Gattert trying to grab the basketball. Loses it out of bounds. So Northwest will keep possession. Kember Schechinger checks back in for Northwest. Takes the place of Monique Stevens. Ariel Easton will inbound for Northwest. Baseline right. Out to Nelson on the wing. She goes on the drive. Kick over to the left side, and Schechinger was open, but the pass through her hands and out of bounds. She would have had a good look from three-point range near the corner. But the turnover will give it back to Truman State with under 6 minutes to play. 12-point lead for the Bulldogs. On to the left side, Norton. Norton brings it out to the top of the key, now to the right side. Gets it for straight. On to the left, Briggs. Collision away from the ball as Glore goes to the floor. Now Briggs dribbles with it, getting a screen from Blore, who falls again. The ball lost inside by Briggs, picked up by Blara. She had lost her dribble controlling the ball, gets it ahead to Nelson, and now to Easton. And Easton will run the point for Northwest. Over to the right side, Blarock. Down on the block for Matthews. Matthews with the reverse layup. It's good for Annie Matthews, and she's going to get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. Foul inside against Sarah Gattert will be the second on Gattert. And stepping to the line, Annie Matthews. It'll be her first free throw attempt of the game. 8 points in the ball game for Matthews. And a free throw off the back of the rim. So after a good start shooting free throws, Northwest has gone a little bit cold from the free throw line in this second half. They trail 79-69. Truman State with a basketball, 5 minutes to play. Straight into the corner for Briggs. Brings it out between the circles to the top of the key to Glore right wing. Fakes right, goes left, into the paint. Jumper from 10 off the back of the rim. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. And they're going to call a foul on Annie Matthews. Throwing an elbow after she came down with that rebound. That's going to be the fourth on Annie Matthews and give the ball right back to Truman State. Bianca Safarowicz will check into the lineup for Truman, taking the place of Sarah Gattert after a timeout. 79-69, Truman's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 4:51 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 79-69. Truman State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 4:51 to play. Truman will inbound on the baseline left. Amy Briggs will step out to trigger it in for the Bulldogs. Shelby Mustaine has checked into the lineup for Northwest during the timeout. Norton will take the inbound all the way out near midcourt to Glore on the right side. Tries the drive, bounce pass to Safarowicz. Shot off the glass, good for Bianca Safarowicz. That's 11 for Safarowicz, 81-69, Truman's lead. 4:36 to go. Easton to Blarock, lob down for Mustaine, knocked away by Safarowicz. Briggs comes up with it for Truman State. Over to the right side, gets it out for straight. Now up top, Norton. Long three for Allie Norton, and it's good. Norton with her second three-pointer of the game, her first points in the second half, and it's an 84-69 lead for Truman. 4:11 to play. Nelson over to the left side, Schechinger inside for Mustaine. Mustaine spins up with the hook shot off the back of the rim. Rebound followed by Easton won't go. The rebound then knocked out of bounds by Norton. So Northwest Missouri State will have possession as Monique Stevens checks back in for the Cats. Takes the place of Alexandria Blarock. Stevens to inbound, baseline right. Gets it into Easton on the left baseline. She drives with it up with the runner off the glass. Too hard. Rebound tip. Safarowicz down with it for Truman State. Under 4 minutes to play, 84-69 the lead for Truman. Safarowicz with it at the top of the key. Lob pass inside, tipped, and Safarowicz coming back after it, knocks it out of bounds on the baseline, knocked it away from Timber Schekinger. And an inbound coming for Northwest Missouri State. They're down by 15 with 3:45 to go. Stevens will bring it up the floor. Picked up by Norton as she crosses the timeline. Over to the left side in the corner for Schekinger. Schekinger gets a screen from Mustaine. Nice get up to the elbow. Now spins. Gets it out to Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline left. Brings it out to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Top of the key, Stevens. A three-pointer on the way. That one misses left and goes out of bounds for Monique Stevens. And Truman State will get it back. Michalina Tomczak comes into the ball game for the Bulldogs. Takes the place of Courtney Strait. And back in for Northwest, Ashley Ginther. And back in for Northwest, Kenna Belheisen. Mustaine and Stevens to the sideline. 84-69, Truman State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 3:18 to play. Briggs across midcourt with it for the Bulldogs. On to the right side, Glore. Glore to Safarowicz. She'll leave it for Norton. Over to the right side, Glore. Down low, Tomczak. Takes a pass, now another, puts it on the floor once to Norton on the left side. Norton with the drive, jump stop, and a foul. This will be a one-and-one opportunity for Allie Norton for Truman State. The foul called on Kenna Belheisen. Third foul against Belheisen, the eighth team foul against Northwest. And the one-and-one opportunity for Norton, and the front end is good. Norton had 7 first-half points. She's got 4 here in the second half, including a three-pointer just a few minutes ago. The second free throw is good. So she's got 12, 86-69. Truman's lead as we go inside 3 minutes to play. Belheisen across midcourt, works it to the left wing. Now brings it out to Easton near the center circle. Easton will work over to the right side. Get it into the corner for Schekinger. Schekinger on the drive. Up with the runner. No good. Easton with the rebound. The follow hits the bottom of the rim. And this time Safarowicz out of there with it for Truman State. Briggs brings it across midcourt. Over to the left side, Glore. Now Safarowicz. Norton between the circles. Over to the right sideline for Briggs. Just in front of her head coach, Amy Egan. Now to the top of the key for Safarowicz. On to the left for Norton. 9 on the shot clock. Norton, top of the key, gets a screen. Bounce pass down low for Tomczak. Fade away, hook with the left hand, no good. On the rebound, both Glore and Nelson go to the floor. And it looks like they may end up calling a foul here on Ashley Nelson, which will send Nicole Glore to the free throw line. That'll be the third on Nelson. So Glore steps to the free throw line. 3 of 5 from there. All of those attempts came back in the first half. Going to be a one-and-one opportunity here. Merity Scott, Denise McEnany, and Alexandria Blaurock check back in. Schekinger, Easton, Nelson to the sideline. And the front end of the one-and-one for Nicole Glore is good. She'll get the second opportunity, 6 points for the senior out of Overland Park. Played the bulk of her career for Coach Michael Smith. Second free throw is good for Glore as well. 88-69, Truman's lead, 2:07 to go. Northwest Missouri State with it. Nolheisen out to the wing for Scott. Up top, Blaurock. Now onto the left side, McEnany. Over to Blaurock. On to Scott, right corner. Drive along the baseline, up with the runner. Can't get it to go, but Scott draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot 2 for Northwest. Foul on Amy Briggs is her first. So Scott steps to the free throw line. She has a couple of points that she picked up earlier in this half. First of 2 opportunities for Merity Scott is up, and that one is good. Bounced around a bit, but fell. And a second opportunity coming up for Merity Scott as well. And that one is on the way and also good. So Scott hits both free throws. And it's an 88-70 game. Truman State with the lead and ball. Under 2 minutes to play. Briggs over to the left side. Safarowicz. Now out top for Glore. Glore with one dribble. Gives it up to Norton. Now to Briggs. Briggs dribbles toward the sideline. Gives it to Safarowicz between the circles. Middle of the floor. Truman State's been trying to work the clock the last several trips down the floor. Nine on the shot clock. Briggs works it left side. Safarowicz drive down to the baseline. Cut off. Spins. Gets it to the high post. Shot fake. Tomczak. Now up with the right hand. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound for Glore on the block. She'll kick it out for Briggs, and Truman will work some more clock. 1:16 to go, and a timeout for Truman State. That's an 88-71 lead for Truman over Northwest Missouri State with 1:16 to play. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 88-71, Truman State with a lead over the Northwest women, 1:16 to play. Truman will inbound the basketball from the far sideline. Brinks gets it into Gasson Smith. Now over to the right side for Weiss. Weiss gets the pass toward the baseline. Knocked away by Bellheisen. It goes into the Truman State bench. And the Bulldogs will inbound it. Linnea Schmelzer and Sarah Gattert check back in for Truman State. And stepping out to inbound it will be the freshman Schmelzer out of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Out to Gasson Smith between the circles. Gasson Smith guarded by Denise McEnany. Picks up the dribble, gives it up for Safarowicz. Safarowicz works it over to the left side, spins. Now down the right side of the lane, goes up with the shot, draws the foul. Bianca Safarowicz will go to the free throw line after the foul on Alexandria Blaurock, which will be her first. And two opportunities for Safarowicz, who is one of two at the line. Those attempts came back in the first half. First of her two here, rattles out. 58 seconds to play, 88-71, Truman State. Second free throw for Safarowicz is good, so she hits one of two on two trips to the line tonight. And it's an 89-71 lead for Truman. Eliason with it on the right side, drive down to the baseline, up with the shot, hits the side of the backboard, and the rebound for Truman State as Schmelzer comes out of there with it. Cross midcourt on the right side, spins, brings it out between the circles, Gasson Smith. Gasson Smith picks up the dribble, guarded by Meredith Scott, works it out near midcourt for Schmelzer. Half a minute to play, on to the left side it goes, Gasson Smith with it there. Drive down to the baseline, up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim, bounces around and in. All 9 points for Casey Gasson Smith have come since halftime. That's a 91-71 lead for Truman. 17 seconds to play. Veldheisen with it for Northwest. Out to Blaurock on the left wing. Dribbles down towards the baseline. Out top of the key for McEnany. McEnany on the right wing to Blaurock, top of the key. Five to play. Blaurock with it. Spins, goes on the drive, pinned it on her hip, will be called for a travel. And Truman State will basically just have to inbound it here. And it will be it. That will be it. 91-71 as the inbound comes in to Schmelzer. Truman State with the win. Northwest Missouri State will fall to 0-2 on the young season. 91-71 the final. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Back out of Bearcat Arena, our final 91-71. Truman State with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We saw women show some good signs in this ball game, playing some solid basketball, but just not 40 minutes worth at this point. We'll hear more from Coach Michael Smith coming up in just a bit about what he saw on the court. But a tough loss as Coach Smith in his Bearcat Arena debut against his former team, Truman State. 91-71, the final. Truman with the win over Northwest. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena after the loss tonight for Northwest Missouri State, Truman State 91-71. Truman moving to 2-0 on the year, Northwest to 0-2. The Cats did have three players in double-digit scoring tonight. After just eight turnovers in the first half, ended up turning it over 19 times in the ball game, and also didn't quite shoot as well in the second half. After shooting 61% in that first half, ended up shooting just 38% in the second half, and end up with the loss 91-71 after it was a four-point game at halftime. Truman State had the lead at the half, but it was a tight one after a solid end to the first half for Northwest. But again, 91-71, our final. Truman with the win. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how campus prepares for the winter weather season.
Well, that's a tough one to think about because it's certainly a beautiful weekend, but you know, we plan ahead and we understand the importance of being ready for winter weather and the awareness that you need to create both on campus and certainly throughout our communities that we serve. And so our university police department, our emergency management director, Lieutenant Mike Sepperly, have been at the forefront of planning ahead and forecasting, if you will. They work with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency called SEMA. And in working with all those entities as well as with local emergency managers. They provide a lot of testing, but also tips to all of us to be ready. And, you know, bottom line that we're telling our students, our faculty and staff, and certainly to our listeners is have an emergency plan in place. And that's really important as you look ahead. But determine how you'll communicate with others during a weather emergency, stock extra food, all those things that, you know, probably some of us take for granted. Travel with a winter storm kit in your car. And we've heard these things before, but we ask people to really take heed of the advice. And, you know, as you recall, John, we talked to our listeners about an in-case-of-crisis app for phones, and so we've got our emergency procedures both on the website and in the in-case-of-crisis app. So we're ready to go, but certainly sometimes those weather conditions crop up very quickly.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about winter preparedness on this week's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, it is time for our extra effort award from tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Truman State. And Ashley Nelson picking it up for the Bearcats tonight. Nelson finishing with team-high 18 points. She had 3 assists, a steal, a couple of rebounds, was 6 of 10 from the field, 6 of 8 at the free-throw line tonight. Played 33 minutes in the ball game as well. But Ashley Nelson with the extra effort award from the loss for Northwest tonight, 91-71 to Truman State. 15 points out of Ariel Easton as well. She also led the team with 5 rebounds, 12 points for Timber Schekinger. For the Cats, the double-digit scorers. On the other side, 21 points out of Amy Briggs led the way for Truman State. She was 3 of 5 from three-point range. 13 points for Bianca Safarowicz. Allie Norton with 12, and 12 off the bench for Courtney Strait as well for Truman State tonight. But again, the win for Truman, 91-71 over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena after a 91-71 win for Truman State over Northwest Missouri State tonight, and joining us now is the head coach of Northwest Missouri State women, Michael Smith. Coach, I know this one a little frustrating for you, you know, especially in the first half. Late in the first half, we saw some signs out of the team of some good play, just didn't get 40 minutes of it for the team tonight.
Well, you're exactly right, Matt. We saw a lot of fight. obviously after our last couple of games, exhibition and Quinta game, if you know, we scored 71 points, was a positive. We had to make some changes on our offense a little bit the last 3 days. I'm a little winded from sprinting across that gym.
That's okay.
But obviously our defense has got to get better. I mean, we gave up 50 points in the first half, and there was no excuse for that. But, you know, we had some goals going into it, tried to get to the free throw line 30 times, which we did. We knew rebounding was going to be a big key, and it was a difference, obviously, giving up that many offensive rebounds. And it's just a work in progress. Again, whenever you trying to implement this man-to-man defense and the rotations, it takes a little while. It takes a little bit of confidence and trust in each other, and we're still trying to build that in some regards. But, you know, I like how we competed. I mean, I thought we competed, Matt. I really did. I think we grew up a little bit tonight. I told our players, for us only having this offense in for 3 days, we look pretty good in it. So, you know, we've got things to build on, obviously. We don't have a lot of time to hang our heads because we got to turn around in, 16, 18 hours and play another one, and that's what I told them. So, you know, you look at that Truman team, and those kids, they just know how to play together. I mean, they've played together for two, three, four years. They've had some success. They know what it's about, and, you know, and I know we're going to get there. I know we're going to get there. There's no doubt in my mind. It's just going to take a little while, and, you know, we're going to keep working every day like we have been.
I think that's a really good point right there when you just talk about things being polished. Two big keys, I thought, in what you just mentioned, the fact that you haven't had the offense in long. And you're right, you can tell with Truman and really any team that has had so many players together, things just kind of happen because you know where somebody's going to be. There are those passes that are made before somebody's open, but you know they're going to be there, those little things like that.
Yeah, we knew they were going to shoot to three. I mean, obviously I knew that a lot about them, you know, personally coming in. And you know, for the most part, like I said, that wasn't the thing that I thought that really beat us. And I told our players, too, I think it all started, honestly, it started in the first half. We had a couple key people getting foul trouble early, sitting the bench. You know, with the new rules going on right now, you know, my policy is you get two fouls, you sit, because we got to have you in the second half. But, you know, I don't know how long we're going to be able to do that. You know, as a coach, you never know. It's you're playing, I guess, Russian roulette or whatever. You know what I'm saying to do that. But that hurt us because we had some key people that needed to be on the floor in the first half, and we got down big. Pulled within pretty close at half, though. Really proud, of our bench that came in and got some good minutes. But then that second half, you know, it just a couple of letdowns. You know, just changes the motivation or that changes the tempo, I guess, a little bit. And you know, like I said, we've got a lot of things to build off this. There's no doubt about that. Well, we've got to get more communication on the defensive end, and we definitely got to do a better job on the defensive end.
How hard is it? You mentioned the new rules. It's just got to be tough for players to break habits. I mean, that's kind of what it is right now, because they've been able to play so long with the hand checking or the ability to at least make some contact that habits are hard to get by.
It is, you know, and it comes down to discipline, and that starts with me. There's no doubt about that. And I told our players we'll never make excuses about anything. We've got good, smart people in our program, and they've got to learn to do that. You know, unfortunately, the last two or three days of practice, Timber practiced yesterday, been out with bronchitis. Monique had been out with that concussion symptoms the first 2 days of the week, and Ariel's been wearing a boot every day up until the game. Now, again, I'm not making excuses, so it was kind of hard for us to work on certain things this week because we weren't full power, I guess you could say, full go. You know, and obviously we got our hands full tomorrow because Jewel's going to press a lot. But next week's going to be very key to us to get back to teaching some basic principles before we play next Friday. Not looking past tomorrow, don't get me wrong. But I told our players, I said, we're not going to correct everything in 16 hours. You know, all we got to do is work on getting better, communicating the little things that we want to do, our effort and our attitude. That's what we've been talking about the last couple of days. Our effort, you control your effort and your attitude.
You know, I know it would be tough to play the two games like this in a hurry, but when you, as you mentioned, look toward next week, it's an opportunity to learn a lot more about your team in kind of a shorter span, getting a couple of games like this against two different teams. Like you said, you'll see the press tomorrow, and so just a lot of opportunity to learn this weekend.
And as a coach, especially taking over, you know, with a new program, everybody's starting to, you know, figure everybody out. I'd rather have good competition and us bringing some people in and blowing them out, because that's not going to do anything for us. You know, this, go back and watch film, obviously, starting Monday, about some of the simple things as far as our rotation. Just one more rotation, maybe, from one man. And I told our players, you know, when five of us are out there working in a man-to-man, we all have to have a rotation down. And that's still something we're trying to build, obviously, and it starts with communication.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, thanks a lot, Matt.
That is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. We'll be back to wrap it up from Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back out of Bearcat Arena as we wrap up a big day of Bearcat athletics. Tonight finishing off with a 91-71 loss for Northwest Missouri State's women to Truman State. They'll be back on the court tomorrow afternoon. Of course, started off the day with a win for the Northwest Missouri State football team as they picked out an outright MIAA championship with that win. And then they obviously will be the top seed in Super Region 3. Have next week off and be ready to get at a home game against an unknown opponent as of right now on the 30th of November over at Bearcat Stadium. And again, they will announce the pairings tomorrow at 4, and tomorrow during our broadcast of Northwest Women's Basketball, we'll let you know how those pairings fall and who Northwest could potentially see. The Northwest Women will be in action at 3:30 here at Bearcat Arena tomorrow afternoon. We'll be on the air at 3:10 with the pregame show before that matchup against William Jewell. The Bearcat men also with a win tonight in the Hilliard Classic in St. Joseph, 78-71. They beat William Jewell to go 1-1 in the Hilliard Classic this weekend down in St. Joseph. So my thanks for Brandon back at the station for his help this evening. Again, our final score, 91-71, Truman State with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. Until tomorrow afternoon, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.